love to welcome in those who are listening to us on the radio, on the app, and online.
And good morning to those of you that are watching us on CN2 or on social media.
And Palmetto Mornings, we are your home for news, talk, sports, and fun. And today we're going to tack on the word education. We're catching up with the board chair for the Rock Hill School District, Helena Miller. And good morning to you, Helena.
Good morning.
Rocking out to Nirvana.
That we were doing.
Living us all back to middle school and high school. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. We had a school board meeting this week, and we always love to get a chance to bring in our board members to kind of give us an update about some of the topics that were discussed. Mainly in the Rock Hill School District, the focus is on that superintendent search, finding the next leader.
Absolutely. And we're excited. Yeah.
Well, let's bring folks kind of up to speed. What's been happening, I guess, in the last month and a half, where we are now, and what's going to happen over then maybe the next month.
Absolutely. So we hired a national search firm to aid the board in this process a little while ago, and that is Zeal. If community wants to catch up on what has transpired in details, there's actually a link off the Rock Hill Schools webpage that has all of the old presentations and stuff like that on there. So where we're at right now, Zeal came over Zoom to our board meeting the other night to kind of give an update on the community engagement pieces that we've had. So to this point, over the past couple of weeks, we, together with Zeal, have had stakeholder engagement, making sure that the entire community is involved in giving feedback of who do they want to see as part as a leadership type profile. Right. So together with the stakeholder input, they have assembled a leadership profile that is going to aid in that application process. So that's where we're at right this second.
So what does that profile look like? Like, what were some of the results from that engagement and those surveys that were sent out?
Right. So it's a 15-page report, and it is available. We're not going to be able to go through all of it.
Just give us the high notes, the bullets.
The high notes is basically this, that the top characteristics are a strong character integrity, as well as honesty, a seasoned leader that is interested in being part of the community and with a strong focus on teacher recruitment and retention and overall collaboration with the community.
So that's kind of like the model.
That's the model.
And now this search firm has been tasked with finding that person out there. John Doe or Jane Doe is out there.
That is exactly it, right? So right now they have uploaded this profile and they're accepting applications through the usual different,
avenues?
HR avenues.
Yes, okay,
right?
Yeah.
And they are going to assemble a fairly large group of applications for the board to take a look at.
So I guess with that profile too, like, you'll be able to take those applications and really use that profile as a template to say, yes, this person kind of falls in those buckets. This person, maybe we'll put them over to the side. But it's a way for the board and the district to really be held accountable to try to place these applications in specific buckets by what parents, teachers, staff feel like we need to be our next leader.
Correct, because as a board, we want a leader that represents what the community is looking for in a superintendent. Having these input sessions is vital to finding the next leader that is a success in our district. So it is a great way for the board to get good input and to get candidates that represents what the community wants, or who the community wants, I should say. So what's going to happen then is, you know, the application process closes towards the later part of this month, and we are going to get, a selection, and we're going to start interviewing those candidates, and the board will collectively come up with probably about three finalists, and those will be publicly announced. And we're going to make sure that the community, all stakeholders, whether it is parents, community leaders, and obviously our staff, teachers, and so forth, have an opportunity to meet and greet these three finalists. So right now, and of course the schedule is tentative, but right now our target date is to hold the meet and greet at the district office sometime on May 15th. So that, you know, community has a chance to meet the finalists and then give input in some fashion to the board. And then we're going to start interviewing them for final rounds. And we're hoping that we will be able to announce who the next Jane or Joe Doe is at the beginning of June to hopefully take office or take this position starting July 1st so that they have a little bit of ramp up time before school starts and have an opportunity to, you know, get to know the district over the summer when things are a little slower. And then, welcome, students.
And so Dr. Jones right now is acting as our interim superintendent, and he has been with the district for a long time and agreed to step up. So will he walk alongside this person for a little bit? What does that does that look like?
Yes. So Dr. Jones had announced his retirement before we went into a superintendent search, and he is an absolutely amazing leader, and we're so thankful to have him. His process with the next leader as we are moving in the transition piece is to be exactly side by side and make sure that we have a smooth transition. So he will be right there.
Helena, for you yourself, you're a parent with children in the school district, and you serve as a school board member. But for you, for Helena Miller, what's an important characteristic or trait that you would like to see in a superintendent? What are you looking for specifically?
You know, it's funny you ask that, because when I look at this leadership profile that is really assembled by a collective thoughts of the community, I agree with it. You know, it is the talents and the characteristics that you see in here is what I'm looking for too. And I think our board is very unified in supporting the exact same vision that we are hearing from our stakeholders. But that's a beautiful thing. That means that we have a community that is unified and wanting that strong leader, because we got to remember, our school district is an asset for the entire community. It doesn't matter which role you serve here. So I agree with this profile. I think it's going to be great. This is who we need. We need somebody who's engaged in the community, that's not, you know, afraid to make hard decisions, and that truly supports our teachers. Again, you know, one of the things that kept coming through was a wish for transparency, and I think that that is critical as well.
Well, again, as Helena pointed out, you can take the time to binge watch or binge read the 15-page document about the superintendent search. Reach out to your school board member if you've got questions about this process along the line. If you live in the Rock Hill School District, you've got a school board member attached, assigned to you that represents your voice. You can reach out to them. And of course, keep it tuned right here to WRHINCN2. We'll bring in these big names as they come through the town and let you know about all of these big moments where you can meet and greet the potential new leader for the Rock Hill School District. It is 8:50 here on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 47 degrees.
Taking a final look at our Thursday morning commute, we get the all clear for our motoring friends in York and